Congresswoman announces bid for California U.S. Senate seat held by Feinstein. Representative Katie Porter has announced that she will seek to unseat Senator Dianne Feinstein in the 2024 Democratic primary. Porter made the announcement in a January 10 YouTube video. "They used to call the United States Senate the world's greatest deliberative body," Porter said. "Yeah. Well, if that were ever true to begin with, that has changed too." The threat from so-called leaders like Mitch McConnell has too often made the United States Senate the place where rights get revoked, special interests get rewarded, and our democracy gets rigged, Porter said. "Especially in times like these, California needs a warrior in Washington, and that's exactly why I'm announcing my candidacy for the United States Senate in 2024, Porter said. Following Porter's announcement, Feinstein welcomed the challenge in an emailed statement to the Epoch Times and indicated that she has not decided whether to run again in 2024. "Everyone is, of course, welcome to throw their hat in the ring, and I will make an announcement concerning my plans for 2024 at the appropriate time," Feinstein said. "Right now I'm focused on ensuring California has all the resources it needs to cope with the devastating storms slamming the state and leaving more than a dozen dead." Feinstein's 2024 plans are uncertain, as the 89-year-old California Democrat would be a nonagenarian by the time the 119th Congress started. However, her office has confirmed that she plans to finish out her remaining term in the U.S. Senate despite concerns over her advanced age. Feinstein, 89, was asked whether she intended to finish out her term, which is set to expire in 2024, as she is now the oldest sitting U.S. senator. "Yes, absolutely," she replied. "There's still 2 years, you know. A lot can happen in 2 years." Her office has reiterated her intent to stay in the Senate, where she has served for around 30 years. Feinstein's expressed intention to stay on comes as several younger lawmakers in the upper chamber, including Sens. Richard Burr, 67, Pat Toomey, 61, Rob Portman, 66, and others, decided not to seek re-election in 2022. Feinstein has also not ruled out running for re-election, despite being the oldest current U.S. senator, an accolade she received upon the death of Senator Don Young, who was older than Feinstein by only a few days. The challenge from Porter comes as generational fractures in the party continue to rage in the lower chamber. After nearly 4 years of trying to get Representative Nancy Pelosi to step down from leadership positions to make way for younger Democrats, most Democrat leaders in the House announced at the end of the last session of Congress that they would step down from leadership roles. Concerns. Porter's announcement comes amid some concerns about the mental acuity of Feinstein. While the California Democrat has made fewer, less well-publicized gaffes than President Joe Biden, one incident in November 2020 raised eyebrows. During a hearing of the Senate Judiciary Committee at the time, Feinstein was questioning former Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey. Feinstein asked Dorsey whether Twitter was doing enough to combat misinformation, citing a December 7 tweet by President Donald Trump saying he had won the presidential election. Dorsey replied to the question, which Feinstein had read from prepared notes. As he finished responding, Feinstein repeated the question word for word. The event raised questions among some, including left-wing progressive outlets, because Feinstein is more susceptible to neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and dementia due to her advanced age. Feinstein was first elected to the office in 1992. During her time in the Senate, she also chaired the Senate Rules Committee, the Senate Intelligence Committee, and was the ranking member on the Senate Judiciary Committee during the 115th and 116th Congresses. Porter is the first major Democrat to announce a bid to unseat an incumbent from their own party in 2024. Other Democrats like Senator Joe Manchin are likely to face primary battles as well in a Senate season expected to be harsh for Democrats.